hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up once again for the U.S. Men's College Basketball Championship Tournament. There are four more games later Friday night. Virginia will play Iowa State. Notre Dame will take on Wisconsin. Syracuse is matched against Gonzaga. And in a contest that features teams that have each won five national titles, North Carolina will go against Indiana. At stake in these games, a berth in the Elite Eight. And if teams win in that round, they move on to the Final Four on April 2nd in Houston, Texas. The national title game will be played April 4th in Houston. On Thursday night, Kansas and Oregon, both top seeds, Villanova and Oklahoma all advance to the Elite Eight. Let's take a look at the scores. Three-time national champion Kansas defeated Maryland 79-63. Oregon ousted defending national champion Duke 82-68. The Blue Devils of Duke, like the Tar Heels of North Carolina and the Hoosiers of Indiana, were bidding for a sixth national title. In two more results Thursday night, Villanova beat Miami 92-69. And Oklahoma eliminated Texas A&M 77-63. 68 teams qualified for the single elimination competition, one of the most popular annual sporting events here in the United States.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, sports fans. This is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Can't get enough of the Sunny Side of Sports? Well, we've solved that problem. We now have a half hour of sports talk and news Monday through Friday at 1630 and 1830 UTC GMT. So visit voanews.com for more details. And enjoy the show.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of the VOA's Africa News Tonight radio show. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, this is no April Fool's joke on April 1st. Right here in Washington, we have several African fighters on a professional fight card. It's going to be at the D.C. Armory, located very close to RFK Stadium. Very interesting card. Nnamdi, tell our VOA boxing fans about that.
Well, we have four Africans fighting, and this fight is what we call a Mission Impossible fight.
Why is it Mission Impossible?
Because they are fighting the house fighters.
Uh-oh. So you mean it's stacked against them?
Yeah. They have no choice right here. Let me give you an example, really. We have a Sam Nike from Ghana. He's taking on Anthony Peterson, who's the brother of Lamont Peterson, in the 10-round lightweight fight. Then we have John Love taking on Michael Gbenga from Nigeria. Let me give you an example of what an outsider fighting the house fighter. John Love is 21-1-11. Michael Gbenga from Nigeria is 17-24.
Uh-oh.
You go figure that out. Then you have Demon Nicholson taking on Joshua Okini from Ghana. Then Patrick Harris taking on Sam Amoko from Ghana. You know, I mean, these fights are okay, but they are just in no position to pull an upset, Sonny.
You mentioned Anthony Peterson, Namdi, brother of Lamont Peterson, who beat Amir Khan right here in Washington. But a lot of people feel that he really did not beat Khan, that maybe he had the help of some hometown judges.
Oh, yeah, we saw that fight. He did not win that fight. Khan beat him, but they stole that fight from Khan under his nose right there, you know. Fighting this guy in D.C. is not easy because you're not just fighting on the fighter. You're fighting the promoter, the boxing commission. All these Africans going in, they just don't really have that chance, you know. And it's really, really sad that African boxing in America has come to this level. Well, we don't have. Mama Africa has no superstar on stage doing it like we used to see in the 80s and the 90s. These guys are not going to win coming out of this place.
Well, let's stick with the African fighters, Namdi. A Nigerian announces he's going to hang up the gloves.
Ola Folabi decided to retire after 31 fights. At the age of 36, he's been in some really, really good fights. He made money. But he's also dealing with two detached retina surgeries, you know. Dealing with double vision and a bad shoulder. He made good money, which he confirmed himself. So he can go and enjoy the money. But if he keeps fighting, a very good chance he will go blind. It was a good move, smart move for him to get out of the game right now at the age of 36.
And it sounds like he's leaving with quite a bit of respect.
Big respect, because we don't find this in the game. In the game, guys hang around too long because they want to keep making money. Well, there's no point. He's fought for the world title. He's fought in Europe. And he made good, good money. So nobody pushed him to get out, but he, on his own, he just felt it's time to go.
Well, in terms of making money, Namdi, Sharif the Lion Bogere from Uganda signs with the Money Man's promotional company. Talk about that.
Well, he left Oscar De La Hoya when the contract expired, and De La Hoya decided not to renew it, and going with Floyd Mayweather, Mayweather Promotions. Well, it's all well and good, Sonny. I'm with Floyd Mayweather, Mayweather Promotions, you know. The question becomes, how busy will you be? Will you be able to fight and get all this big-name fight? Being with Mayweather is not going to guarantee you action. It depends on you yourself. I mean, yeah, you were with De La Hoya before going to Mayweather, and with De La Hoya, he didn't really do much. So it's time for him to really, really take it up, pick it up, and do his thing, because if he decides to make one or two fights a year with Mayweather, at the end of it all, they will cut him loose.
Now, Mayweather, at the end of his career, was fighting on average about two times a year, Namdi. If you're handling Bogere, how often would you have him in the ring?
I will have him fighting five times a year, Sonny. Because, you know, Mayweather was making $120 million per fight, Sonny. He doesn't need to fight four or five times a year. These guys are not banking like Mayweather, man.
Mayweather and the fighters he has in his stable, Namdi, is it growing with Bogere?
Yeah, but with the kind of money this man, Floyd Mayweather, has, we expected a lot from this company. His company is okay, really. Mayweather Promotions, they don't really have a big superstar that pulls in money. Yeah, it's one thing to be a promoter, to have a big name. I mean, go back and look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z has this boxing promotion company, but Jay-Z does not really come out of the fight. Jay-Z does nothing to promote the fight. I mean, a good example was the last fight with Miguel Cotto and Canelo. Jay-Z did nothing but show up the day of the fight, you know. It's one thing to own the company, say, yeah, I'm a promoter. You got to do the heavy lifting, bro.
Namdi, Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao getting ready for what he says is going to be his last fight, a third fight against Timothy Bradley. How has he looked in the gym?
He's been looking bad, Sonny. I've been in the gym myself, and I don't see anything new. It's the same shuffle, the same Hollywood shuffle. And on top of that, he's just been banned from going to shopping mall to watch movies, man.
What is that all about, Namdi?
Well, you know, we have this shopping mall called The Grove here in Glendale by Los Angeles. And the owner of this mall just banned him from going there to watch a movie. Because, you know, when Manny Pacquiao goes out to watch a movie, he goes with his entourage. And with his entourage and all his comments about the gays and anti-gay comments, a gay couple in a movie house with Manny Pacquiao and in his entourage will not feel safe.
Mm. So those controversial remarks he made, they're still kind of hurting him at the box office.
Oh, yeah, Sonny. I mean, we don't see no Sylvester Stallone or Magic Johnson hanging out with him at Wildcat Gym. You don't see nobody there hanging out, all the big Hollywood stars. Because normally they'll be there, they'll be putting photos and it's all on TMZ, but nobody's hanging with him. The sales for this fight is really bad because the same night you have the big fight coming out of England, O2 Arena, Anthony Joshua, and that's free television. So why would you want to go pay $60-$70 to see guys that have fought twice going for the third time, the rubber match? So anyway you call it, it's just not happening. And the anti-gay comment is just really like, whoa, dude, that's a bad move.
Nike immediately dropped the Pac-Man after those remarks, Namdi. Has he had other commercial sponsors say, see you later?
Yeah, but they're not coming out in public. They're just doing it slowly behind the doors, you know. They're not like coming out and say, we caught it. But they're caught in it. And the fight night, you're not going to see a whole lot of banners hanging around fight night. This is because of the comments he made.
In August, Namdi, the Olympics will be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and some interesting developments regarding the Olympic boxing competition. How about some details?
Sonny, the Amateur International Boxing Association, AIBA, decided on the 70th anniversary they will allow professional boxers to compete in the Olympics. At first, I thought it was a joke, Sonny. I thought it was a joke, really, because how on earth are you going to allow a professional boxer who is basically maybe 30 or 25 or 35 years old to take a 17 years old from, say, Lagos or Accra? Don't you think that's going to be dangerous? Don't you think one will be destroyed?
I agree. I mean, the professional will have much more experience.
I mean, the idea of this old geezer sitting around the table to come up with this idea and the International Olympic Committee allowing them to go forward with it, it's really scary, Sonny. And now, not only that, they're talking about not using headgear for the fights during the Olympics. It's scary.
And at the amateur ranks, Namdi, they do wear headgear.
Exactly, but they say, well, for this 70th anniversary, there's going to be no headgear. We're going to allow pros to come in. Just allow one boxer to be knocked silly in the ring. Everybody goes to start screaming, why? In the first place, why will the professional who has been fighting for money all these years go in for a 3-round fight for free?
Exactly. There's no motivation in terms of banking.
Is the old geezers looking out for sponsorship money for AIBA? That's what they already have two leagues. They have the semi-league, the World Series League, the pro teams and all that. Now they're trying to cut into the pro ranks. And guess what? WBC says no. And I expected all the boxing organizations to say, if you go ahead and compete in the Olympics with your pro career, forget about being ranked anywhere.
So at this point, Namdi, you feel there won't be too many professionals that will actually fight in Rio?
Expect nobody. I can guarantee you that. Expect nobody. Seriously, because it's a joke, really. I mean, I'm really worried that somebody can get destroyed, you know. I mean, the professional boxer is what you call a pro. He lives boxing. He eats boxing. That's what he does. A guy from Johannesburg or Soweto who barely gets 3 meals a day, who barely has money to pick up vitamins, will take on a guy that's been training at Wildcat Gym, who eats well? It does not make sense, Sonny.
It doesn't make sense to me either, Namdi. Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moweta.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA News Feeds. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Vincent Maloba, the beat cop of the Sunny Side of Sports, sent me a Good Friday Facebook message from Nairobi, Kenya. Vincent writes that this is the first Friday since the Sunny Side of Sports was enlarged to 30 minutes daily, Monday through Friday. Vincent writes, it's a great bonus for sports lovers like himself. The beat cop of the Sunny Side of Sports says he tunes in on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, the VOA's 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week station in Kenya's capital. Vincent says it's his call of duty to tune in the Sunny Side of Sports and other VOA programs. Thank you, Vincent Maloba, the beat cop of the Sunny Side of Sports in Nairobi, Kenya. Now let's go to Lusaka, where the Football Association of Zambia recently elected a new president, Andrew Kamanga. Kamanga defeated the incumbent Kalusha Bwalya, widely regarded as the greatest Zambian footballer ever. My VOA colleague James Buddy reached Kamanga by telephone in Lusaka and asked him how he defeated Bwalya.
I think it was a question of putting in a lot of hard work and preparing adequately for the elections. I think I'd reached a point where the message we were carrying was well received, and it resonated very well with the concerned councillors. We essentially looked at their challenges and how best we thought we could address them. And they had the confidence that we were going to attend to their needs.
You have said that you want to clean up the football association. What do you mean?
Well, I think we've had information in the public domain that there's been elements of corruption around how things have been done. So clearly, those are areas where we believe that there's been leakage of resources, and the resources have ended up in the wrong places. And we believe that if we accounted for each and every penny that comes through the association, we should be able to share that across all the membership.
To what degree do the reforms that are taking place in FIFA now influence in what you want to do in the Zambia Football Association?
Without doubt, we need to move with the times. One of the reform areas we obviously have to embrace here also is the term limits, because we need to allow injection of fresh ideas every so often. So this is a race where individuals who contribute at a point in time then pass on to the next generation. So it should be a continuous process, unlike a scenario where one person stays in for a long time and in the process they may start losing touch with reality.
The team is going to Congo. You play Congo, I think it's on Sunday. What are your expectations?
Well, I think we've spoken to the players, and they're psychologically ready to go and face Congo. And we expect a positive result. They gave us assurance that all is well and psychologically prepared for the game.
You drew with Congo in Zambia?
Yes, we drew 1-1.
What are your chances now? What do you need to do?
We still have three games to play. Congo are topping the group on a goal difference. They've got 5 points, just like ourselves. And then I think Guinea has got 4 points and Kenya has got 1 point. It's a round-robin group, and whoever tops the group is the one to go and represent the group at the next AFCON in 2017.
That's Andrew Kamanga, the newly elected president of the Football Association of Zambia, and he was talking with my VOA colleague, James Buddy. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be with you.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Friday?
Well, it's all about March Madness. We are into the home stretch now with the Sweet 16 underway. We had four games last night. Kansas, Villanova, Oregon, and Oklahoma are all moving on to the Elite Eight. We have four more games tonight, And then Saturday and Sunday, we have those Elite Eight games to determine who will be in the Final Four. So a lot of social media interest about the NCAA tournament, of course. But two things that I saw being shared on social media that I thought were very interesting and kind of fun to watch. One was the celebrations of the different bands from the different schools. You know, every school that goes to the tournament has a different pep band that they bring, and they play, you know, in between, during timeouts and things, they play music, they play their instruments. Well, just as excited as the players, if not more so, are these student musicians. They're bouncing around on the sidelines, they're jumping up and down, they're very excited. So a lot of videos we're seeing on social media about their celebrations.
I think on that musical note, Andrew, I remember on social media I read about, I don't remember the team, but one player was walking off the court in defeat, and he went up to the band members and said, "You're the best college band out there today."
Absolutely. Well, the college bands, and I know this from, you know, when I was in college, I had a lot of friends who were in our college pep band. The athletes really do appreciate it, and the bands really do help to motivate them. So it is nice to see them acknowledge that. Also, on a musical note, we also have on social media trending a video from the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team. They're known for some silly antics on the sidelines and off the court. And case in point, they have a parody video that they've done. It's a parody of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song that they posted.
Was that Will Smith? Will Smith in
that? That was Will Smith's show, so they call it Fresh Prince of the Big Dance. So they have the players dress up. They're in their, you know, finest 90s clothes, and they've got a boombox, and they're just having a good time. And that's really one of the things that a lot of social media posters have been mentioning, is that these guys are having such a good time. This is the highlight a lot of their lives, to be in the NCAA tournament, to be going as far as they are. And so they're very happy to see Wisconsin enjoying that and embracing that. A lot of people saying, if you're not a fan of Wisconsin already, you should be after watching this, because they're just having such a good time with it.
And, Andrew, I must grudgingly admit that your Jayhawks of Kansas are still alive in the tournament after beating my Terrapins of Maryland.
It is, there was a lot of some contention and back and forth on social media, as there is always with any time teams with such great fan bases go against each other. Although the interesting thing to note, not just Kansas and Maryland, but the three other games as well, all of them were pretty big blowouts. I think the closest one was the winner won by about 14 points. So there weren't any buzzer beaters or anything in this first slate of Sweet 16 matchups. But we'll see what tonight holds.
Andrew,
same is actually true on the women's side. The women's side, the number one seeds are blowing out their competition. UConn is steamrolling as the overall number one, looking to four-peat. The fourth year in a row, they would win the NCAA women's tournament title. So a lot of interest in the women's side and the women's tournament, as that's going on as well.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, other than the NCAA tournament, there's a lot of interest in NBA basketball. As we've talked about on the show, it seems that just about any time Steph Curry takes the court, there's something that he does that's trending. And so as his team is steamrolling onwards, there's a lot of talk about that on social media. And some questions, too, on social media. The Golden State Warriors are so far ahead, they're saying maybe they should rest some of their key players for the playoffs. So there's some fans who are trying to play coach a little bit on social media, but with a record like theirs and as many wins as they have, I think they're doing just fine.
Do you like the Warriors to repeat, Andrew, as NBA champions?
I have to think that they're the favorite going in, certainly, but that doesn't keep people from saying, well, you know what, everything changes in the playoffs. So people of other teams that are leading say that they could do well. People even saying, hey, maybe Kobe can get a last championship with the Lakers, although I don't know that that's likely, but who knows? We'll see.
Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Sonny.
And that wraps up the March 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to VOA producer Bill Werkinger, VOA engineer Justin Thwaites, and thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The main opposition party boycotted a rerun of presidential and legislative elections in Tanzania's semi-autonomous islands of Zanzibar on March 20, 2016. The election rerun took place after the Zanzibar Election Commission controversially annulled the results of the first election in October. On March 21st, the High Commissioners and Ambassadors to Tanzania of Belgium, Canada, Denmark, the European Union, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States issued the following joint statement regarding the election rerun. We regret the Zanzibar Electoral Commission's decision to hold a rerun of the 25th October 2015 election without a mutually acceptable and negotiated solution to the current political impasse. In order to be credible, electoral processes must be inclusive and truly representative of the will of the people. We reiterate our call on the government of Tanzania to exercise leadership in Zanzibar and to pursue a negotiated solution between parties with a view to maintaining peace and unity in the United Republic of Tanzania. We commend once again the population of Zanzibar for having exercised calm and restraint throughout this process and call on all parties and their supporters to restart the national reconciliation process to find an inclusive, sustainable, and peaceful resolution. The United States stands with its international partners in support of an inclusive, mutually acceptable resolution to the current political impasse.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
Hello, Africa. This is Peter Clotty, host of VOA's Africa Weekend show, Nightline Africa. Tune in. You will be glad you did.
Nightline Africa is a fast-paced, tightly edited news show designed to keep our listeners engaged from beginning to end. Nightline comes to you live from the Voice of America on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz. 19.2 meter band.
Tuesday on Health Chat, host Lenore Modou talks about tuberculosis. Is it making a comeback? What are the current treatments available? For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. For listeners to call during the show, our telephone number is 202-619-3111. Health Chat this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.